एवं कंसचारुरमर्दनम् देवकी परमानन्दम् कृष्णं वन्दे जगद्गुरुम्। सो टुडे वी विल बी ऑन द चैप्टर 8 and it is a continuation, so we are on the verse probably 11 we finished, no? So from the beginning of this chapter, the main theme was that we love Krishna, we love Rama, we love Shiva, but to know who is Rama, who is Shiva, is also necessary. Otherwise, dogmatic feeling comes and we misunderstand each other and disrespect other spiritual people who are treading the path of spirituality. So it is very important, and the Bhagavad Gita clearly says about who is the Lord. Krishna means who. All these gods and goddesses we know, they are representative of one absolute truth. But in Vedanta, you study here, because this is a place where much of Vedanta study is done all the time. So I think you know that is the Vedantic truth, Satchidananda, is the goal. And we worship through some symbols. And symbols may be different, but the goal is the same. And in the Bhagavad Gita, this idea has been given, and though it is misunderstood in life, and there comes fanatic idea, my God is greater than your God. This is a funny thing, which even in Indian thoughts, it percolated that way. But if we really try to understand what the Lord says in this, in His own words, then we cannot follow that type of misconception anymore. Gita said that because I am born as a human being, then people misunderstand me. Abhayananti maṁ mūḍhā manuṣiṁ tanuṁ āśritam param bhāvam ajānanta mama bhūtam maheśvaram. I am the bhūta maheśvara. I am the creator of the whole universe. Anything bhūta, anything created, I am the maha-iśvara of that. This is my supreme nature, param bhāvam ajānanta, not knowing. This who respect. But they, in their way of showing respect, they disrespect me. Avagga. Avagga is the word, you know. And avagga means disrespect, dishonor. Because they do not know who I am. They think that I am a human personality with flesh and bone, like anyone. Arjuna also thought that. He is my friend. And he is my bosom friend. And he used to talk in a friendly way, and then sometimes tease, as one friend behaves with the other friend. But when he knew who is Krishna, and the Vishwarupa darshan, and then what he said, "Oh, please forgive me, please forgive me, I do not know who you are." In him, the whole universe, all the stars and galaxies, everything is embedded in that cosmic form of Krishna. Who is then Krishna? Yes, Krishna in the form we worship, because Krishna is not made of flesh and bone, but it is made of Satchidananda. If you can condense Satchidananda in one place, like milk you do, kshir, if you prepare kshir out of milk, so much of milk, and you make little kshir comes out, boiling. So Krishna, Rama, Buddha, Ramakrishna, Christ, they are the condensed seed. Ramakrishna gave the example in the infinite ocean of consciousness. In certain places, in the cold of bhakti, the same water become condensed and become ice. And that ice is palpable, touchable. You can get the cool. You can hold it. Its size and shape. But again, Ramakrishna said, when knowledge comes, then it melts down into the infinite ocean itself. So, this is the theory we have to understand. Who is Krishna, who is Rama? And if you understand that, then our worship becomes perfect. Otherwise, we belittle God, thinking that He is my limited God only. And if you don't follow this God, then like the Christians, you are going to hell. You have no rescue. So, this fanatic idea should go. That's why Ramakrishna said, keep the Advaita knowledge behind you. And do whatever you are worshipping. That means, worshipping Ganesha, worshipping Shiva, worshipping Rama, Krishna, no problem, because they are all symbols. But whom you are worshipping? You are not worshipping this little tiny Shiva Linga. It's a stone. But who you are worshipping? Through that Shiva Linga you are worshipping that which is all pervaded, by whose wish the universe is created, by whose wish it goes into dissolution. So what is that? That is the thing it was given in these few verses. So he has said that it is that in a that Satchidananda is residing in our heart as Adhi Devata, Adhi Daiva. Who is the Devata in this body? He is the Devata. As Jagga, when you do the Homa fire, you offer it to whom? To Narayana. Who is that Jagga in the body? This eye, seeing the objective universe. Ears, hearing so many sounds and things. Who is enjoying? To whom it is offered? It is offering, no? Anything you see, it goes. It is offered. To whom? When you do the Homa fire, you offer Narayanaya Swaha, Shivaya, Namaha, like that you offer everything. To the tongue, to the eyes, five senses, whatever you intake. Who actually you offer to? Adhijagya aham eva atra dehe deho vritangvara. In this deho body, you think that you are enjoying. I ate good food. You don't eat any good food. It is the Lord whom you offered. Through the eyes, I saw beautiful scene. You don't see anything. This is a machine. This machine becomes dead body, you know? It's a machine does not function anymore. So who is actually there, who actually was enjoying? So this is called, and here Narayana Sri Krishna says that Adhi Jagya Aham Eva Atra Dehe. Atra Dehe, in this body, I am Adhi Jagya. I am Narayana sitting over here. And all these oblations are given to me through the five senses, whatever is coming. See, then why do you stand? Who are you then? Everything is God. It's a new concept. We read Gita, we think about Krishna. Did you ever thought of Krishna like that? That Krishna is eating the food? I think I ate the good food. I saw beautiful things. I hear beautiful music. You don't do anything. You are gone. You are nobody. It is Krishna says, Adhi Jagya Aham Eva Atra Dehe. O Arjuna, Dehubratan, you are superior among the human beings, but you know that it is you it is the Krishna. I am residing there. And every oblation is come to me. Dehobhritavambhavas. So like that. So it has been proven that I am the essence of everything. And then, therefore, what is your duty? It has been said, therefore you, sarveshu kaleshu, ma manushmara yuddhacha. Therefore your goal of life should be, please sit, there are some seats above. So, sarveshu kaleshu, all the time, your responsibility, our duty is to think of him, think of God, think of Krishna, think of Rama, whatever you say, forget the name. Think of him who pervades everywhere, who controls everything, who sustains everything. So, it is sarveshu kaleshu ma manusmara. You all the time, you remember me. I am the essence. You are eating, it is I am eating. The prana, in you, the prana, it is me. So everything is permitted. Odi devata, the devata who is in you is me. So that Krishna, who is in each one's heart, in everything created, that reality, that is to be remembered every day. Sarveshu kaleshu mamanushmara. Remember that you are the presence, feel the presence, feel his existence in yourself, and yuddhacha, in the life situation, try to fight out the challenges of day-to-day life. Then he said, how will you get it? The 8th verse said, abhyas, practice, practice, practice. If you say that I, God is in me, you will remember this moment, and within 5 minutes I go out, we'll forget that. So that's the question, abhyas. Abhyas means repeated practice. Abhyas yoga yuktena and chetasana anna gamina. Mind should not go anywhere else. Chetosha na anna gamina. Mind should not quiver in different directions. One pointed mind. Say paramam purusham divyam. Beautiful. Who is Krishna? He is a parama purusha. He is the supreme consciousness, which is divyam, which is divine, which is consciousness, which is blessedness, which is Sachidananda. No? Yati. One can reach that level. O partho by anuchintayam, by repeated thinking and meditation, thinking that he is here, he is with me, he is with me, this type of thought. Like that, then he said that what to think about Krishna or God, how to, when you meditate on God, at the point of death you will be freed from all bondage, but how the thought of God will come at the death, point of death. Because we are thinking, if you, day-to-day life, it takes us away from the divine thought. So when we think, we don't think of God, we think of many things. So it is a constant practice, that's why the question of practice was mentioned. And then he said, that is this, at the point of death, if you can think of Krishna or Rama, whatever you think, in this way, that he is the Kavi, Kaving Puranam, Anushashitaram, Anoruniyan, Maniyansham Anusmaredija. He who can Anusmaran, think again and again, rethink and think and think whole life. How? That Lord, he is the Kobi. Kobi means the, he sees afar. He sees my past, present, future. We do not know anything. Not only you, me, the whole universe. What will happen, what was there, what is coming? He is the Kobi. That's why he is called the poet. Greatest poet. That's why whatever comes out of his mouth is poet. Poetry. So this Kobi, also they see deeper things than we can see. So I am the Kobi. Krishna saying here, that Kobi, which is Puranam, who is the oldest guy, as I said, oldest person, first person, because Brahman was there, then came Saguna Brahma, that is called the Narayana, you call, or whatever, or you call Krishna, you call Rama, whatever you name you give, that Saguna Brahma came. Nirguna Brahma, Saguna Brahma. Saguna Brahma came, Nirguna plus Maya is Saguna. And then that Nirguna is the first person, Purana, nothing beyond. Creation level, if you talk about, then Ishvara came, and Ishvara created the whole universe. Yasya nisya sitam mehitat jadrik veda shama veda atharvana atharvangirasa. In the Upanishad it says, yasya nisya sitam mehitat. For God, that infinite Purana Purusha is breath. You are breathing. Is it any effort? God created this universe like breath. That means it is spontaneous. The powerful a person is, he does not need much trouble. He desires and gives some order. It will be done. Suppose President of US comes in this Iowa City and says, okay, let this be done. You will see that tomorrow big construction company started doing something. But if you want to have a little thing done, you have to go to the city office and pray 20 times, and the clerk will be rebounding you 10 times, 20 times. So our words nobody listens. But the powerful people, their command runs like that. So he is that Purana Purusha, the oldest, nothing beyond him. Kobiṁ Puranam Anuśāśitaram. Everything is moving in this whole cosmos by his dictate. He is a man or he is a woman? He is like us, human beings, sitting somewhere in the heaven and controlling like that with a computer machine. What will you describe that guy? It is very difficult. You can't conceive. What is Saguna Brahma? Tell me. How can you think about that? Nirguna we do not know, okay, understand. But you can say, I know Saguna Brahma because it is within the gunas, three gunas. But how do you know? Just tell me, what is that Saguna Brahma whose wish the galaxies are created? So many galaxies going into black hole. Tell me. One galaxy entering into black hole. What is that business? Some stars, we are now getting big things about Hubble telescope, big things. We are proud that we are doing this much, that much. And they are saying that some star they are finding 13 million light years away. What does it mean? What is a 13 million light year? What is that distance? This much? That much? Because how much you can think about? That all these stars are already existing by whose will? Is a man like you and me sitting somewhere? Big powerful man? A giant man? This is not man, not woman. It is Brahman plus Maya and indescribable Saguna Brahma. There your Krishna dissolve into that Saguna Brahma. Your Rama dissolve into Saguna Brahma. You cannot say anything. What is that? Your mind, speech stops when the heart chakra comes. Mind comes here, and if you have a real vision here, it is flooded with light and absorbed in that light, you forget, you cannot speak out. Once Ramakrishna Paramahansa was asked by his disciples, sir, because he used to go this moment to that moment, samadhi. Hare Krishna, boom, he's gone too. He's no more here. You say something, Shiva Shiva, Angan, he's there. That's why he is called the Samanaya Avatar, incarnation. Krishna, Ramakrishna, this is the greatest manifestation in there. So where he find that it is all going to samadhi, then his disciples ask, sir, please, he can go for the school, is it not? Yeah. She can go for the school upstairs.
ones.
Yeah, it is too much hardship for her to sit here and to listen to Shaguna Prabhupada. what I was saying? Ramakrishna then, his disciples asked, Sir, please tell me, what happens? This chakra, we have heard of these seven chakras, we all know such chakras, and big study is going on in the US about what chakra, and everyone is chakra meditation is going on. So Ramakrishna, so naturally, he said, Sir, please tell me what happens when the mind moves from one chakra to the other chakra. We can talk about the three chakras, eating, sleeping and what your normal chakras we live in, the three lower chakras, we know about that. But what about the fourth chakra? We do not know anything. We hear it is called the heart chakra. And then you call the throat chakra. Then you call here the eyebrow chakra. And then the chakra ends, the saptam chakra. And that is the jiva dies there. The jiva consciousness goes there. Now the question came, the Sri Ramakrishna. Sri Ramakrishna then started saying, because he loved his disciples and they are very highly evolved spiritual giants, so he wanted to say that, you know, when mind comes into the heart and then that must stop, no more talk. Then he again came back, because he is truthful, because he has given them the word that I shall describe as much as I can. Then he comes down again, with a coming back from that consciousness, again coming down, and then just started saying, you know, when the mind moves from this chakra, navel chakra, to the heart chakra, you read this in the great master of Ramakrishna. And then he fails to describe it. Here itself he fails to describe. Now he tries to do it here. Much difficult. And then here, much difficult. He says that I am trying to say. And Swami Sarodananda, his disciple, is saying, we see his sincerity. He's trying hard to describe what happens when the mind moves into this chakra. But he is failing every moment to say that. Did we understand? We are young boys then. That indescribable truth cannot be described to the mouth. Our scripture says, avang manasa gocharam. We quote those things. It cannot be described. Even the mind comes here, you cannot describe what the question mind goes here. So who is Saguna Brahma then? Who is our Krishna then? So this is the point. Don't belittle your God this much. My God is this much. Don't say anymore. He is such. All the scriptures fail to describe him. Shastras are only just an expression of that truth. But they cannot even. That's why the Pushpadanta in the Shiva Mahimna says, if Mother Saraswati herself takes the pen to write about the glory of O Shiva, Ashita Girisha Mamshat Kajalam Shindupatre. You know that? Pushpadanta? And Sarada Saraswati, if she takes the pen and Parijat Briksha becomes the pen, because all pen will be finished within short time. Parijat Briksha will continue for long time. And what is the ink? What is the container? Ink pot? Ink pot is the ocean. Ocean water is the water. And what is the tablet? You know, in early days, you don't know, younger generation don't know. Early days we used to use this ink pot and tablet, ink tablet. You put it in the water and it dissolves. And that becomes the ink. And you put it and make the sharp edge of a twig of a tree and make it like a pen tip.
and then start writing. That is the way puthis were written before.
Now, and Mother Saraswati, her wisdom is so much, if she tries to describe, "Oh Shiva, who are you?" And what is the paper? Paper is the flat surface of the earth. Not this paper. This paper is how much you can write. The paper is the whole flat surface, not of US. US has big flat space. It is not US. The whole earth, if that be the surface on which the paper, and Mother Saraswati, whose wisdom is endless, she starts writing about the glory of you, tadapi, tava mahimanam, your glory cannot be described. And if she goes on writing it for eternity, not one day, 2 days. So that is called indescribable reality, which is the Brahman. And if you come down one level, for us, that is also impossible. You come down another level here, that is also impossible. Here come, there also you get one. That's why people sometimes see a little something, say, "Ha ha ha ha, I have experienced everything." Ramakrishna said, "Fools." A little ray of light and you say, "Oh, you have a great vision. Great vision, great experience." So this is the point, that Lord, that Kavi, that Puranam, he who controls this whole cosmos, Anushashitaram, who is the Anuruniyan, who is the minutest than the minute, Anuruniyansham, ya Anusmarit, he who can meditate on that, he is a Sarvasya Dhataram, he holds everything, he is the background of all existence. The ocean is the background of all the waves and ripples. Dhataram, achinta rupam, you cannot chinta, you cannot think of that form. Achintya rupam, that rupa, that form is beyond your comprehension. Achinta rupam, aditya varnam, that is of the light, form of effulgence and light. That's why you see all the mystics. Their experience means light, light, light. And then tamasa parastat, it is beyond all tamasa, all darkness, all cloudedness. And this type of thought, if you keep prayana kale, at the point of death, manasa chalena, with mind fixed, that's that which is Raja Yoga, isn't it? Mind fixed, Raja Yoga. Manasa achalena, bhakti ajukto, bhakti, devotion. Add your love, add your meditation, bhakti ajukto. Yoga valena chaiva, the yoga val, by the process of concentration. And dhruva madhya pranam avishya samyak, putting your focus in between the brows, because it is all God, no form. That is the place, last trace of duality. Beyond that is all absolute. So if putting focus there, tam purusham dibbam, Tat Purusham Dabhyam Yeti, one can attain to that truth when the mind moves there. See, that means our practice should be such that you think of God not only in the limited form, but also think He is this. In this way we have to think about God. And you see how the four yogas are mentioned here. Ramakrishna came, the same Krishna came in this age as Ramakrishna to expound this Bhas, the four yogas. Swami Vivekananda said, "I shall give you dry, hard reasons, softened in the sweetest syrup of love, made spicy with intense karma, and cooked in the kitchen of yoga, so that a baby can easily digest it." Previously the path was one-sided path. Jnana, 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 as if jnana has nothing to do with bhakti. What a foolish thought. Who thinks jnana, 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 your jnana is incomplete if you have no bhakti. How can you be jnani? You are a bhakta, you cannot have bhakti unless you have a jnana. The gopis. Gopis are blamed that the gopis are coward girls, they don't know anything, they only run for the Krishna like a lover.
childish lover like us. No. Read the Bhagavad, it is said. Nakhalu gopika nandana uharan akhilo dehi naam antaratma drik. Is it bhakti or it is jnana? You are the indweller of all the hearts of the universe. You are not only the son of Krishna, as a son of the Gokula, but you are in the heart of everyone. Knowledge cannot be perfect unless you have love. Love cannot be there unless you have knowledge. Is it not? If I have no knowledge that God is the supreme, then how shall I love God? If anything, something more comes, I will accept that. In our life, what we do? Whatever, something more, we run for that, give up the other thing. So right knowledge is impossible unless you have real bhakti, love for that. And love is impossible unless you have real knowledge for that. And if you have love, then spontaneous, whom you love, what do? You love your child, what do? Someone will have to teach you, think of your child. A thought is spontaneous for you. If you love someone, the thought will be spontaneous. You don't need to be told by anybody. You think of your child. That is, thought is forcing you to run for the child. What is happening to the child? If the child is at a distance even, mother can feel, my son, probably, how is he, you know? Many times in India and America, earlier days, now it is telephone, hello, you can get some news. But in early days, a letter will take about 15 days, 1 month. And early days, 1 month. So now, if mother can feel in India what happening to the son, they said, oh my God, why I am feeling something about, is he okay? And you really find that the son is having some health problem or something, mom can feel there. So thought is such intense, whom you love. So see, you cannot separate out, okay, bhakti is something separate, jnana is something separate, as the fourth thing. It is human characteristic is that four things. We have love in our heart, we have the discriminative knowledge in our heart, in our brain. And whom you love, naturally you think of it, it is a natural thing. And whom you love, you want to serve him. Is it not? How is my love? I love you so much. I love the child so much. But the child is crying. I don't care for that. Child is hungry. I don't care for that. I love him. Is it such? Or you give your life for solving the trouble of the child. Because karma forces you to do. You need not have to bring any philosophy there. It is good to serve your child. No mother is to be told like that. And then she is not a mother. That means jnana, karma, yoga, bhakti is our inherent characteristic. And we have to put these four together to make a spiritual journey quicker. Sometimes we are jnani. Sometimes of the day we are bhakta. Sometimes we are of the day thinking of my beloved, that is the dhyana. And sometimes, most of the time, you do work. For whom? For karma. That karma is karma yoga for God. So our life, Swami Vivekananda said, I shall give you dry, hard reasons. First of all, intellectually understand who is God, as we have talked in the Gita, just now we read. That is God. Then it is knowledge. But knowledge is meaningless unless you have love for that. So how to love that infinite? I cannot think of infinite. So I love his condensed form of Rama or Krishna. What is my beloved? Then you love. And then your love does not mean that I love him. That's okay. He is there, I am here. What is the business? No. If you love, then you think. Your heart will always rotating, going round and round to the person you love. So Krishna will be in the thought. That is, mind will move, and that is called the concentrated mind. Distracted mind from other subject is withdrawn, and you love. You see, given an example, a boy loves a girl. Romantic love. I am coming to that. We don't talk much of these things, but I'm just giving an example to understand it easily. When a romantic love starts, the boy and the girl, what they do? Whole day thinking of the beloved. When they will see, when they will talk. I see, sometimes I travel too much. In the plane I find that one girl was talking and talking and the flight attendant says, stop! But still she goes that way, she's still talking. And ultimately she had to close it. And as soon as I was also traveling the same flight, and there is a stopover of 2 hours in between. So she happened to be going in the same plane probably, a young teenage girl. And then as soon as they allowed the phone, started with that, and talk, 2 hours, and continuously talking. And then when the 2 hours over, and I was in the plane, I saw that same girl in another seat, talking, till they stopped. Then enough. That means, you know, this is the sign of love. If human love can do that, what about we love God? We say we love God. Why we are not mad like that? We say we love God, we don't love God. Because you don't know the Mahima, the greatness, the glory of it. That's why you should know the glory, that is called the Jnana. Love it, because that is the Supreme. Where shall I put my gem of my heart? Love is the sweetest thing and greatest thing of the heart. It should be given to the best person, and God is the best person to give. So that much feeling, and work. Day and night you can work if whom you love. You don't love, suppose your boss, you don't love him, and if he says anything, you get immediately angry inside. Hey, I have to do this again. I have done so much and I didn't get any appreciation. Still I'm going to do this. But if you have love, what will you do? Oh, what have I done? I can do more. Night, day, you can work. Mother is awake for the baby. Whole night. After whole day's work in the office. But still, mother thinks, my baby suffered whole night, he couldn't sleep. Is it not? How can you get so much energy to do? Love is so much, spontaneous. And thinking. Thought is also spontaneous. Meditation becomes spontaneous if we have deep love for that. And karma becomes very easy, smooth, because I am doing. So Swami Vivekananda get that ideal. Here you see Sri Ramakrishna is an embodiment of that perfection in 4 yogas. And here Krishna giving the hint in the Gita's verses. If I can find verses, I can show you how it is replete with this idea that in the human characteristic 4 qualities are there: jnana, karma, yoga and bhakti. Utilize that to the full strength. Don't be one-sided. I am a bhakta. Oh, jnanis are fools. But jnani will think, oh, bhakta, They only sing and chant. They don't know the Brahman, Atman. Don't say that. You are talking a foolish talk. You do not know what you are talking. Bhakti is impossible unless jnana is there. Jnana is impossible unless bhakti is there. And if you have jnana and bhakti, you must have to meditate. And if you have jnana and bhakti, you will give your life for doing service to God. That's why Vaishnava Shastra says, Jibe Dara. Vaishnava Seva, Name Ruchi. Repeat the name of the Lord, Name Ruchi. Vaishnava Seva, love the sadhus, holy people, and Jive Gaya, in every being, there is God, to have compassion for everyone. So these are the 3, see, these yogas are coming again and again. So here, sorry, I am starting to one thought. We have to finish the book. Anyhow, so this is the way you have to think about Krishna, or whatever Rama, whatever is your Ishta Devata. He is the Kobi, he is Purana, and he says in the 11th verse, he said that javaksharam veda vidu vadanti vishanti yat yatayo vitaragaha yadichanto brahmacharyam charanti tatte padam sangrahena pravakshe. He says that now I am going to tell you that that truth that Krishna is saying, I am talking to you about that reality. He is talking of himself. That reality, what is that? Jat aksharam veda vido vadanti. The Vedavit, the knowers of Vedas, the sages, the rishis described him as aksharam. Aksharam means imperishable. Everything is perishes, only that does not perish. That imperishable reality I am trying to describe to you, which the sages have talked about, that imperishable truth. And Vishanti yad jatayo bito ragaha. Vishanti means it enters into it, penetrates into it. Who can enter into God? Totally merge into God. A devotee can enter into God, merge into God, forget the whole world. Look at Sri Chaitanya Dev, look at Ramanuja and others. They get absorbed in God. Their tears roll down their cheeks. We are bhaktas? What type of bhakta we are? We chant the name of the Lord. How many times? Tell me, how many drops of tears has rolled down your cheeks? And we say we are bhaktas. You are jnani? You may talk big talks. Where is your jnana? Jnana will be so much that you get absorbed into that thing. Oh my God, God is so big and He is my essence. He is my real nature. I am like forgetting that. What a foolishness. I am forgetting my billion-dollar stock inside and I am searching for penny, begging for little love here and there, and the whole love is here. That is called jnana. So jnana is to enter into it, for which the Vitaraga, the sannyasins, their whole struggle is to enter into that God consciousness. And yadichanta brahmacharyam charanti, wishing whom people do these austerities like celibacy and all this hardship of life. I am trying to tell you now, sangrahena in nutshell. What is that? How to do that? How to reach that God? That God for whom the sages are describing brahmavido vadanti, that reality which the sannyasins enter into, that reality, vishanti, forgetting their little identity of the body and mind, and that for which all the austerities of celibacy etc. is maintained. I am trying to tell you how to reach that in a nutshell. What is that? 12th verse. Sarvadyarani shanyam. You can chant, we have the books. Sarvadyarani shanyamya manoriri niruddhacha murtni adhayvatmana pranam astita yogadharanam. Om iti ekaksharam brahma vyaharam mam anushmanam japrayati tyajandeham sayati paramam gatim. Who can enter to the paramagati, that supreme gati, supreme goal? Sarvadwarani sanyamma. What are the dwaras, the doors? All the senses are the doors. Through which we sense the external world. You have to close that doors, because all external things are petty things, and see the treasure inside. It is a mine of joy. And only petty things are outside. How much things of beauty and love is there? How much is here? That's why people go into samadhi and see their face. Have you seen the Ramakrishna's face when he is in ecstasy? Look at the face. It is like a beaming light. Joy! As if joy is percolating through every pore of the body. Ananda! We are searching for petty ananda. Little bit ananda. Our scriptures suggest, and Ramakrishna said, that when you have the vision of this experience, in every pore of your body, you will have million times the joy of the sensual life. What is the highest joy in human life is the sensual life, sensual experience. If you consider that as one unit, in every pore you will feel million times of that. What is that joy? What thing can give you that joy in the world? So it is here. Those who have reached that, they feel. It is not Ramakrishna saying in the Upanishad. Upanishad it says that verse which says that what is the joy of God realization? Juva shat sadhu juva, the joy of a youthful person, robust body, health, perfectly and ready to enjoy the whole world. That joy, multiply it by 100 times, and then think that that man is the king of the emperor of the world. His joy, how much is his joy? Multiply it 100 times, like that the ongoing on, multiplying, giving us an idea, the joy of the Supreme. So if that much joy is here, so what do you have to do? Is it a foolishness to close the eyes to see here? Closing the, sometimes we think it is foolishness, no? You are all will be considered fools. Because there are so many things of life and you are giving up and you are listening to the Gita. What is this? Is it not foolishness? But see, they do not know what is here inside. It is so big, so great, so much of joy, unspeakable joy. And that can be felt here, so as to close the senses, the doors of the outside. And if you close the door outside, naturally the attention will go inside. So she is sarvadvarani sanyamma, controlling that. Mano rivi niruddhacha, your mind, it should be stopped or focused and stopped there in the hridi and the heart, in your heart when you are thinking of say Krishna, Rama, focus it. And then it is niruddha means, one thought is of Krishna, second thought is Krishna, third thought is Krishna, fourth thought is Krishna. That's why it is niruddha. All the thoughts are niruddha, hold into the Krishna thought or Rama thought or Shiva thought, whatever is your goal. So if that happens, mano, your mind, which is always thinking of thousands of things outside, distracting thought, you now bring back, and every thought is centered around your chosen ideal, we call Ishta Devata. And then if it becomes like that, and you can control their niruddha, murdhniya adhaya atmanaha, you think that your mind, your consciousness is raised here. Pranam asthito yoga dharanam. By yogic practice, you hold your prana, breath. Om iti ekaksharam brahma. Chant the mantra, om. Vyaharan mamunusmarane. No. The mam means here? Me. See, again Krishna saying me. And here is the confusion. People forget about all these other ideas, and me means that flute player Krishna. Yes, flute player Krishna is also true. But flute player Krishna through whom we see the infinite. Don't end it here. Then your God, you are limiting to that. But through that, you view the infinite. That what has been said just now.
Swamiji, I have a question here. Hindu mythology has so many symbols. And why did they not choose a more appropriate symbol for Purusha, the way it is described here? And that symbol could be universal form of Lord Krishna as it is seen in some pictures.
It is given in the same Gita. Why people don't take the other ideas? Whose fault? It is here.
Yeah.
It is, you see, Krishna is saying, and he's saying, I, it is me, love me. But he is defining here before.
What is me?
What is me?
We forget that what is he, and I, me means this limited person. So this is our fault. In the same chapter, if I read, he is saying, you give your love and affection to me, surrender to me. Then we say, yes, me means beloved Krishna. Yes, true. First go there. But see, my love, beloved Krishna is not that little only. He is this, where the whole cosmos is standing on that reality. Huh? What joy will come? What type of spirit you will feel inside them? Huh? Your Krishna, if it is like that, then are you not proud of that? I belong to that Krishna. I love that Krishna. I am his child. I surrender to him. What is the use of surrendering to even a big guy, say big emperor, or big kings, or big presidents? It's temporary. But this is infinite. I surrender there. So, definition is given. Hindu idea is so great. It has given so many symbols. And it is important we can choose, pick and choose our things. That is the greatness. That better idea, better symbols, better and not better is not the question. What suits your temperament? You like one type of thought. For you, Krishna, someone may be thinking not Krishna, it is light. Some things that, you know, Gayatri Mantra. Tatsavitur Varenyam Bhargo Devasyadimai. People chant. Nowadays, chant has become so easy that the recorder goes on whole day. And it goes on and on and on, but nobody thinks about what that chant means. Here, the Tatsavitur Varenyam Vargo Devasya Dhimahi. Who is Dhimahi? Who is meditating on that? It is chanting, 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 it is good. It is vibration, vibration, vibration is good. But it to be more than vibration, we can bring that. And it is mantra says, Bhur Bhuvasva Baba. You think once more. It is what a great symbol. Hinduism is so great. You see the sunrise is coming and darkness of the night is dispelling. And the beautiful coloring of the different colors are coming and coming and coming, and all the misconceptions of the night, all the fear of your ghost or animal or angel or whatever false, right, wrong knowledge is disappearing. And feel that that is arising in your heart. You can meditate on that. You need not have to take Ramakrishna. You need not have to take Christ. If you don't like, take this effulgent light arising in your heart. Slowly, slowly it is coming, and all the nooks and corners of my heart is getting all lighted, 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 and that light spreads to the earth, to the interspace, to the heaven, and all the lokas, and beyond that is the Bindu. And then transcending that, everything is full of light, 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 and chant and mantra. I meditate on that light. Dissolve every name and form. In your mind, whenever any thought is coming, think that the light is touching and it is melting into light and light and light. What a beautiful poetic meditation. Just you meditate on this moment you feel the charge, the energy. So we have, but we don't use it. Rather we are busy, like the Muslims are busy to fight. And fight not only that you are wrong, I am to chop your head to make you spiritual. First make yourself, realize the religion, and you want to correct everyone. And you are wrong, you are right, or I am right. Of course, I am always right. Is it not? When any argument comes, you give some argument, I give some argument. Of course, my argument is the only argument. You are all wrong. It is the universal principle of ego. So the point is that this not. There are wonderful ideas, we have to take those ideas and absorb. Then me, Krishna, is saying, I, that, aksharam brahma. Om iti ek aksharam brahma, vyaharan ma manusmanam yaprayati. So then he's saying, thinking of me. And then what me, he has said in this last three lines. People don't think of those things. And they come to, even I say with devotion, if I think
this is my Krishna. No problem. But we have to think also, my Krishna is so big. Eh? My Rama pervades everywhere. So hey, the same realization comes. You Ram Dasarath ki beta, Ohi Ram, ghat ghat me leta, Ohi Ram, sabse niyara, Ohi Ram, jagat pasera, Ohi Ram, sabse niyara. That Rama pervades in everything, in every heart, that Rama. What is the difference between Krishna and Rama there? Tell me. Huh? St. Patrick says, Christ in the front, Christ in the back, Christ on the right, Christ on the left, Christ above, Christ below. What is the difference? You say Christ, you say Rama, you say Krishna. Huh? Is a man Christ is lying down and my feet is over him? What is that? It's Christ consciousness. It's a Krishna consciousness. Rama consciousness. Forget, it is the consciousness. Absolute consciousness. So this is the greatness of the idea. And if you can think this way, Sri Krishna says that at the time of death you will be free. My own time is up. The children are coming now. So sorry, we cannot do anything.
Classes cannot be made longer. Swamiji, this is one thing about Om. Very many people say that there should be a Bij mantra. So single syllable Om is not advised for meditation. They say just Om Shivaya Nama, Om Ramaya Nama, Om something. So should one just meditate on Om or?
You can meditate on Om, but for our meditation there is scientific path. It is called in initiation, we need some seed mantra there. It is like, as I said, you are thinking of Rama or Krishna. So if you think of the Krishna, it is first of all we are human being. We can easily relate to a beautiful human face, beautiful human body. That is Rama Krishna. But who is Rama Krishna? He is actually all perfected principle we talked about. But how to jump from a man whom I imagine or whose pictures we keep in our meditation altar and things, to just into that infinity. In one jump you cannot just go from this limit to that height. So there is a Bij mantra. Bij is the seed. The seed is a connection to flourish into that infinite knowledge. So that's why it is the Bij mantras are very important and powerful, because these are when sages meditated upon the truth. These Bij mantras came in their mystic vision and they found that this is, it is coming in the light of letters, bright letters. So those mantras are in the books, you can get it. And these are the revelation in the heart of the sages, nameless sages. And this bija, as a bija means as a seed, you put into the ground, it gradually comes out to be a sprouts into it, and a plant comes, and then a huge tree comes. The tree is the absolute Brahman, Satchidananda, beyond time, beyond space, beyond causation, what we discussed just now. Aksha, imperishable, beyond all limitation. But it is like growing. You have to grow into that reality. To start from your Ishtadevata. And Ishtadevata represents that seed. And that seed gradually sprouts into that infinite knowledge. That's why in the mantra you will find you are repeating one mantra. Mantra is given, even those who are initiated, you know, you are given. There are mantra, three parts of the mantra. But when you chant in our beginning stage, you only think of your Rama, 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 Rama. You are chanting the whole mantra, but you think of Rama only. You are a Ramakrishna, you are thinking of Ramakrishna. You are thinking of Krishna, it is Krishna. But as you develop your practice and mind becomes purified, then you will find that Ramakrishna is transcending into something else. You then understand the meaning of the bija. And that bija will then manifest into that absolute knowledge, which is Ramakrishna is dissolved into, Rama is dissolved into that consciousness. So it is like a channel. So Bija is very important there. And it is not to be read in a book and just practice. That will not do. It should come from a teacher. Because teacher makes this mantra more strong, viable. It is like a torch. You are not kindled. So the torch touches this torch. Guru touch that and your flame starts. And you have to nurture that. It will be a torch. And that will be again going to some person. So it is called the mantra. That's why it's called mantra shakti. That's a different topic altogether. It is a mantra, it's not the only words, but it's called the mantra shakti. It is the power, and it generates through the practice of spirituality, and it comes from guru to disciple, from ages, altogether from beginningless time, it is coming down. That's why it is so powerful. But it will only manifest after long practice. It is not just it will come. The more and more we practice, more and more we can feel the presence of the Lord, more and more we can feel the touch of the joy inside. So then it becomes spontaneous growth in spiritual life. Shall we end or what? What? Okay, now you can ask, someone can ask, what to stop. Then let me by that time finish another WhatsApp list. 14. Now the question is that the way of getting fixed in the thought of God, how to put the mind in the thought of God, and this God we have been already defined, who is God, who is me, love me, think of me, but me is this. So we get a concept of saguna nirguna idea. So there is no distinction, don't make a compartment. God is this much and not that much. This should be given up. God is this, God is that, God is more. I do not know. You cannot understand. If you understand, then you are God. Then God becomes a subject. You become the knower. I know the harmonium, means I am bigger than the harmonium. My knowledge is bigger than the harmonium. I know this house. I am bigger in my knowledge aspect over this physical thing. So what you know, knower is greater than the object it is known. So if you say, I know God, that means you are more than God. That is, you don't know God. That is what you are saying. You are saying you are lying. You don't know. And that's why in the Upanishad says, if anyone says that I know, he does not know. And he who says I don't know, he knows. Meaning that he says that really, how can I know him? It is not an object of knowledge. Knowledge comes through the eyes, through the ears, through the mouth, through the intellectual understanding. But it is knowing is knower, knowledge and object. Three things are necessary. To know something, somebody to know, some object is there. And to know this you need some instrument. What is the instrument? Eyes, ears, touch, taste. This is the way we know things. But if you say, I know God, then you are saying, you are there, God is there, and some instrumentality is there. What is the instrumentality? Your mind. So you cannot know them, because you are in the level of duality. You are keeping all this separateness. When you say, I do not know, and your little ego, petty ego has dissolved in God, then who will say, I know? That's why all the sages you see, they become mum. They don't speak anything. If you ask them, the Upanishad says, you have read the Upanishad? Habu, habu. What is that God? They say, ha 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 ha. Then we cannot say anything. What? That is Narada Bhakti Sutra. It says, Muka Ashwadanavat. Muka means dumb. Dumb people. If you feed a dumb person good rasugulla, or say anything very delicious, and ask, hey, how did you eat? What? He will say, ah, 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 ah. Is it not? But that does not make any sense. You don't understand actually what is the experience. You say something good. Achha, even you can express your word. Achha, how was the samosa yesterday in the temple? Tell me, who have I have eaten. How can I say? Oh, it is good. I mean, good means how good? It's delicious. That's it. Then what third one you give? How many words you can say about how was the samosa yesterday? If you cannot do this description about the material object of, and how can you then describe what is the ultimate truth? Eh? So it is beyond all description. Bah, you please come, now we start. So sorry, then we'll do the 14th verse next.
Okay.
Afternoon we'll finish it.
Oh. Start with 14th verse. We won't go back.
Go back?
No.
Okay.
No repetition. No repetition.
No repetition? No, okay. It takes half an hour to finish.
No.
14 to 8.
28.
It will take few minutes to end. It isn't now.
No.
No, we can do that.
It's very nice.
Very nice? Okay.